celebrating today the memorial of Saint Maria Goretti, who was an individual who lived at the end of the 19th century and the very beginning of the 20th century. Maria was born into a family which suffered quite a bit of hardship in their life. They were quite poor, and at the age of 9, Maria's father died, and she was the eldest in a family with 6 children. So while her mother was out having to work in the fields, Maria was at home cleaning and trying to take care of things and even looking after the youngest child. They were living in a town called Nettuno, just south of Rome, and their neighbors were a man and his 20-year-old son named Alessandro Serinelli, who was a rather troubled individual. Alessandro was making many advances toward the very young Maria, of which she constantly refused him. And one day it so happened that Alessandro again approached Maria, trying to make an advance toward her, and she said that she would rather die than offend God in any way. At that, Alessandro stabbed the almost 12-year-old Maria Goretti 14 times. Maria was taken to hospital, where she died the next day. But before she died, she said, "Please let Alessandro know that I forgive him and that I want to see him in heaven with me." Alessandro was committed to a 30-year prison sentence, first 7 years of which were very hard for him, and which he was still having many violent impulses. And in that 7th year, Maria Goretti appeared to him in a dream. And in the dream, she picked 14 white lilies from the ground, and one by one was handing them to Alessandro as a sign again of her forgiveness to him. At the vision that he had, or the dream that he had, Alessandro was converted, and from that moment made a decision in his life that he was going to live as a devout Christian. After serving 27 years of his 30-year sentence, he was released from prison. And upon his release, he went out to find Maria's mother in order to profoundly apologize and beg of her her forgiveness. When the mother was approached by Alessandro, she said, "If Maria could forgive him, then so too could I." And she forgave Alessandro the heinous crime that he committed. In 1947, Maria Goretti was beatified, and in 1950, she was canonized. And amazingly, there at her canonization ceremony was not only Maria's mother, but also beside her, Alessandro Serinelli, the very one who took her life and attacked her. There even they received Holy Communion side by side, and Alessandro, in fact, had become a lay brother with the Capuchin Franciscan order. Maria Goretti's story is really an amazing one of heroic virtue on her part, of someone who had her sights set totally on the goal of heaven and on the goal of sanctity of life. But it's also an amazing story of forgiveness and what forgiveness is able to do for an individual, and what it's able to accomplish even in terms of winning the grace of conversion for others, as was testified to in the life of Alessandro. I think when we hear the story of Maria Goretti and we think of the amazing power of forgiveness that she had, and then also of her mother to be able to forgive, it reminds us too, when we see such a forceful example, such an incredible example of forgiveness, that we too have to turn inwardly and consider what right we have to harbor grudges or unforgiveness within our own heart, knowing that Christ implores us to be able to forgive, and knowing that many people who have suffered through far worse things than perhaps we have been able to succeed in this goal of being able to forgive others of the wrongdoing they've done. I think the other incredible testimony of Maria Goretti's life is really one of reorienting our vision of what success in life really means. Because Maria Goretti, who 118 years after her death, her story continues to be told, her life on this earth was incredibly short, but it was a life of such heroic virtue, such heroic sanctity, that it really reminds us that our number one goal in life isn't all sorts of earthly successes and achievements, but it's the goal of becoming virtuous. It's the goal of becoming like Christ. It is the goal of becoming holy. And this is precisely what Saint Maria Goretti was able to accomplish in her 12 short years of life. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this Mass, let us ask God through the intercession of Saint Maria Goretti that we too would be people who are able to forgive others, and that we would be people who constantly have our sights set on growing in virtue, of striving to be holy, and of striving to follow the path of the saints in their quest for heroic virtue and to conform their lives completely to Jesus. Amen.